This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, where we go on a Monday pod? Tuesday pod. I'm all over the place. So I just did the 10 o'clock update, and I wrote in my script, Al, before we get started, that the Islanders and Hurricanes play Game 5 tonight to try and get it back to UBS Arena. And, of course, as I'm reading fast, I said Islanders and Hurricanes tonight at UBS Arena. I know the game's not at UBS Arena, but I read it quickly, screwed that up. And now I just come on here. It feels like Monday because you and I weren't here yesterday. It's Tuesday. Tuesday podcast. Hello, Al.
Oh, hi there, Jerry.
What a crappy start.
Yes. So you know, I would told you that recently I felt a little more mature in that I stopped watching 90 Day Fiancé and all those. I just lost interest in them. 90 Day Fiancé and all those spinoffs. I got a whole bunch of spinoffs. And then, unfortunately, last night, and I didn't want to admit this in the warm-up show because it's it would sound really bad coming out of the speakers on WFAN.
I'll tell you what just sounded terrible on that note was you saying that you were a lesbian and me saying I always knew so, and they thought you were being serious inside.
In the other room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brandon and Sal looked at each other and said, he what?
I don't know where Eddie got that drop from at the end of the show.
Yeah.
But last night, we came in here and started the warm-up show and said that last night, while you were hoping to get a full night's sleep, you were got intrigued by the Luis Severino no-hitter and had the game on.
Yeah, I couldn't turn it off.
And then I realized legitimately, while Luis Severino was throwing a no-hitter,
oh boy,
I got suckered into season two of MILF Manor.
Oh, God.
And I actually could not say that on the radio. I was like, this does not sound good.
No, it doesn't. Not on on sports radio 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But MILF Manor, it's just these MILFs, Jerry, and they live in this house, and then young dudes show up, and they also live in the house, mm-hmm. and they do challenges and go on dates. It's very bizarre.
You know, I'm aware of the premise.
Yeah, the only good thing about it is I like to see women that are actually older than me. It's so rare for me to actually see a woman older than me, like being sexy.
So the MILFs are around 50-ish?
Yeah, some of the MILFs are 45.
Sure.
There's a 59-year-old MILF on the show this year, so it was a wide range.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get these young dudes roll up that are 24, 25, and they're into old MILFs.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, we're in a different time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think in 1940 an 18-year-old was looking to have sex with a 56-year-old that looked like his great-grandmother.
Right, nor was a 59-year-old woman looking to have sex with a 24-year-old guy.
Well, I don't know about that. Like, why not?
Yeah, I guess. It's a weird thing.
It's a different time.
Different time. But so many of these MILFs, Jerry, they've gone through divorces, they've got children, and now they want to have their time. You know what I mean?
They're wild and crazy.
Yeah, but it's great to see the competitive nature of MILFs.
Yeah, I enjoyed the competitive nature of trying to throw a no-hitter last night in front of 25,000 people.
This felt similar. It felt similar, these MILFs competing with, like there's one MILF that is more attractive than the other MILFs.
Right.
And it seems to be evident in the way the men are reacting to the MILFs. There's one MILF in particular who used to be a stripper who is getting most of the attention.
So okay.
I'm curious to see how that plays out.
All right.
And then I was in thinking of MILFs and MILF Manor and...
Mm-hmm.
You know, Curb Your Enthusiasm just ended their run.
Right.
It got me thinking, Jerry, what are your top five television shows, television series of all time? So this would be like top five.
This is a tough one.
Scripted series of all time.
Right.
And I was able to, as I was thinking this on the car ride in, I was able to come up with my top five pretty quickly.
Really?
I just needed to tweak the ordering of them.
I don't know that I have a top five yet.
Really?
I listed the shows that I really have enjoyed over the years.
Okay.
That even when I see them now, I will probably watch.
Okay. What is your top number one show of all
Law
time?
Law & Order.
Wow.
Law & Order with Sam Waterston as the prosecuting attorney.
So why would you put that as your number one show of all time? What about it drew you into it?
Much like you with the murder documentaries, it's about New York, number one. I loved his character. I loved the way he prosecuted the criminals. Probably, I used to, this would not make my top five, but I really enjoyed Matlock back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Where Andy Griffith was an older man, he was an attorney, but they also would go and investigate the crimes themselves. So they knew what they were doing in the courtroom. That was the first time I got into like courtroom shows.
So he was a prosecuting attorney.
Matlock,
he wasn't a defender.
No, Matlock was a defense attorney.
Oh, he was defense attorney.
He was defense attorney. Whereas this is the prosecuting attorney in Law and Order. But like that was the first time I started watching like courtroom shows, and while I liked it. I look back on it now, a little goofy. Law & Order is like real. And the whole rip from the headlines, and they will tell you in the beginning, they're not real. But they are, though. When you watch it, the names are different, but the stories are pretty much right out of the papers.
Yeah.
So that, for one, even to this day, I still watch them. I don't know. I like the shows. The other one, and this is recency bias, but I can't stop watching it when I see it on TV, and it's on all the time, is NCIS. I love that show.
Would you put that as your number two?
It's in the top five.
Okay.
I would say Law & Order is one. NCIS is somewhere in the top five. I don't know if it's two. Here's where I got hung up, though, on the other three. And I'm all over the place here. I've got Seinfeld up there, but I'm not a crazy Seinfeld fan like a lot of people are. But, boy, when it's on, I can watch it for hours and hours and hours. So that's on the list. I know you're going to laugh at me, but another one that I watch, I can't turn off when I see it, is Golden Girls.
Wow.
That's a top five show for you.
Dude,
I know. No. So I'm giving you the list that I'm trying to choose from to pick my next three.
Okay.
Or my other three. I think that is one of the funniest comedies in my lifetime. I just think it's hilarious. These three old women and a mom who was younger than all them, by the way. Betty White, the different characters, the sexual innuendo, hilarious.
Delta Burke was on that? No, that was Designing Women I'm thinking of.
Yeah, not...
What's this one called again?
Golden Girls.
Golden Girls. Yeah. Do they live together, the Golden Girls?
All four of them.
So there's three women,
Getty,
and a mother.
Yes.
So four of them. Are they related, the others?
Just Dorothy and her mom.
So why do they all live together?
I don't remember that. That I don't remember. You have to go back to the very beginning.
Are they in like a retirement community?
Oh, yeah. Yes. In Florida.
Okay.
And you've got the sexy cougar. Then you've got Betty White, who's the ditz. Dorothy, who's very, you know, very common sense and makes all the right decisions. And then her mom, who's just a lunatic. And it's just funny. I find that show hilarious. Frasier is in that for me.
Oh, that's a good one.
I liked Frasier a lot back in the day, so much so I tried watching the reboot. It's okay.
Yeah, the reboot did not get a lot of positive.
Mm-mm.
Press. Did you like Frasier partially because it was radio related?
I did. That was partly why I started watching it. And I did take to it. I liked it. So, yes, that is
seemed
one.
Like a great show to work on.
Probably.
A talk show where you're taking in calls from people who need advice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why don't we have that?
We do. It's called Delilah.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
The Love Connection. She takes phone calls and emails and answers their questions.
Yeah.
And there's also, there was that show with Adam Carolla. Love Lines.
Oh, Love Line, yeah.
Yeah, sure. I think there are shows like that, believe it or not.
Yeah, I don't know that they still exist.
Maybe not. They used to be. That I know.
That was a great one. Frasier moves from Boston.
To Seattle.
To Seattle, and mm-hmm. he does a talk show.
Yep, which I enjoyed a lot. He was Dr. Frasier Crane.
Yeah.
Just a couple more I'll give you. I Love Lucy is another one that I Love Lucy and the Honeymooners. I will always watch. My wife thinks I'm nuts, but I really like them. Roseanne.
Mm. That show gets forgotten a lot about. Yeah. I don't know why. Like when I hearing people's top shows, Roseanne, like Seinfeld is always up there. Very rare you hear Roseanne even though
was a good show.
That was a long time.
Yep.
Breakthrough show.
I got two more for you, and then you see how my conundrum is.
Yeah.
Grey's Anatomy, which I think is a fabulous show. I was not an ER fan, but I like Grey's Anatomy a lot. And then the last one, this is embarrassing. This is kind of like you watching
Milf
Manor.
You just gave me Golden Girls before. Well, you got a more embarrassing one?
It's pretty close. Because I think, so while I think the brilliance of Roseanne was Middle America, I know they were in, where were they based out of? Michigan or Illinois, something like that. But it was a very low to middle class America.
Blue collar workers.
Yeah. And you really got to see the struggles. I thought it was brilliantly done. This on the other end of the spectrum looks at a mom and a daughter relationship, low end, high end, because the one came from such a rich family, but she didn't take money from her family and lived a very middle America, middle income type of life.
I feel weird even saying this.
Charmed, I do like too, by the way. Gilmore Girls.
The Gilmore Girls.
I'm telling you, it is a terrifically written show about a single parent. I know it sounds horrible, but I used to watch that I used to watch it with my wife every week.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
So if you've got NCIS and Law and Order up there.
Yes, those two 100%. I would probably, Seinfeld's probably in there too.
So it's Seinfeld 3, then out of two left, you've got I Love Lucy, you've got Gilmore Girls.
The Golden Girls.
And the Golden Girls.
I do. Yeah.
And
I got Charmed.
Roseanne. Charmed. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a tough, you've got to really. Is there one that's standing out to you out of that list that gets number four?
No.
You got a little conundrum going on
They're all
over
pretty
there.
Much the same to me.
Yeah.
You know, no, I don't. It's a hard question to answer.
It is a hard question. Like, if you don't think of it right away, once you start adding all these other shows and you go, oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure. Like, Leave It, and it sounds crazy too, but like Leave It to Beaver. When I was younger, I loved that show.
And The Beaver.
Yeah, I thought that show was fantastic. I really did, especially as a kid. I used to watch The Andy Griffith Show. And then getting older, you know, the show that I think gets forgotten about because he turned out to be a creep but was brilliant as well was The Cosby Show.
Right.
Cosby Show was amazing, but he turned out to be a lowlife.
Cosby Show, Family Ties, which came on after
Cosby Show. I like Family Ties. I wouldn't put it on that level. I did like Family Ties, though. You know, but yeah, it was good.
You're right, but The Cosby himself has tainted The Cosby Show.
Very much so. Full House was a great show. You know, I mean, there's a lot. That's why it's so difficult. So I tried to come up with, like, my favorite shows. I didn't even put in Gilligan's Island, which I love, too, as a kid. That's why it's NCIS, Law & Order, and Seinfeld. Past that, don't. Like, I don't even put Friends on the list. I liked it, but I wasn't a huge Friends fan.
It's no Gilmore Girls.
Shut up,
or
Al.
Golden Girls.
Have you ever seen The Golden Girls?
Many years. It's been many years.
I think The Golden Girls is laugh-out-loud funny. I do.
I get it confused a little bit with Designing Women because my girlfriend in college at Indiana State, she always had Designing Women.
Mm-hmm.
And I would end up watching some of it. And I did laugh a couple times.
But yeah.
I don't really remember.
It's not a show I ever watched.
Yeah.
I'm aware of it, but I never saw it.
So Maude was on one of the Golden Girls, right? She was one of the Golden Girls.
Who's Maude?
She played the show. And then there's Maude. Maude used to come on like after Archie Bunker.
All in the Family I didn't put on the list. Yeah. I forgot about All in the Family. Let's see. Who played Maude? Oh, yeah. That's Dorothy. Yeah. So
she had two huge hit television shows.
Yeah. I wasn't even aware of this. Maude. I didn't know that. Yeah.
What a terrible name for a show, Maude.
Bea Arthur.
That was it.
Yeah, so she was in Golden Girls. She was one of the main characters. Her mom was older than her, but they dressed up Estelle Getty to look like 20 years older than them. So, Mm-hmm. I like the A-Team. Wouldn't make my list.
No.
But as a kid, I liked that show.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of good ones.
Yeah, there's a lot of good
shows.
What's
your list?
Well, I would put Seinfeld 1 for
MILF me. Manor 2?
MILF Manor's not up there yet.
Okay.
I'd go Seinfeld 1.
Right.
I would do The Office number 2.
See, I never liked it.
I love The Office.
It's funny. My son's watching it now.
Yeah.
And I was watching it with him the other day. I'm like, I don't get this. I don't find this show funny. And he goes, you know what? I don't either. He was like 9 or 10 shows in. He's like, I think I'm bailing. I'm like, really? But I know it's wildly popular. Yeah. So that's on us.
Then I would go probably Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Okay.
For 3.
I can't say I've seen if I've seen them all, I probably would agree with you. I've really only seen 2 seasons of that and then clips.
Yeah, what's weird about that one is because it's on HBO, it doesn't get rerun.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen them once.
Mm. Not on Netflix or anything? HBO Max?
It's on HBO Max, but it's different than, we got used to seeing the shows on rerun on TV where you'd clicking around and be like, I'll watch this. Oh, yeah. I'll see this Seinfeld. Oh, I'll watch
that you have to go to.
Yeah, you have to go, I want to go watch Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, I would put Arrested Development.
Okay.
I really enjoyed that one. And then number 5, Californication.
Yeah, never got
Showtime.
That was with David.
David Duchovny.
Never got into that.
Yeah, I got so into that show, and on the, I always found cool music on that show.
Hmm.
I would always end up googling what the music was, and it was always be some cool cover of a song you knew, but you're like, what version is this?
Yeah,
and who sings this? But there's tons of when you start thinking about the shows you grew up watching, that's a whole nother
thing. Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I was trying to think of my whole lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where my list was growing and growing, and I've got some embarrassing ones on there for sure.
You have 2 different shows with the
girls.
With the name Girls in
it. Yeah.
Gilmore Girls.
And I got Charmed in there.
And Charmed.
Yeah.
Which is also.
Mm-hmm. How about the Jeffersons?
Chicks. Love Jeffersons.
What a great show. You know, I mean, you can really get nuts. Sanford and Son. I mean, you're talking, I wasn't a Carol Burnett fan, but did you ever see Mama's House?
No.
You never saw that?
No.
Funny.
I knew that character she played on the Carol Burnett show.
Very funny.
What about, I loved Different Strokes.
Yeah, I did. I did too. It wouldn't be in my top 10, but I did like that as a kid.
What racial harmony we had in those 1970s. 80s sitcoms. You had Jeffersons, which was a black and white couple, which was very rare.
That's true.
That they put on TV, right? And then Different Strokes. You had the rich man adopting Arnold and Willis.
Mm-hmm. But you also had, the Jeffersons came from All in the Family.
Right.
That wasn't so racially harmonious.
It was not.
That show.
Yeah. That was always one that in my college years, both at Kane and then even more so, I think, probably when I was going for my master's degree, Jerry, and the things we would discuss in the master's program for film and television and radio, that they thought that All in the Family was so popular because half the people were on the side of Archie Bunker having, I don't really remember the show all that much, but was not tolerant of other races.
Yeah. And then you had Meathead.
Right. And then you had the other half of the audience that was sort of laughing at him for his terrible,
ignorance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he had, some people loved the show because, Archie Bunker, he knows what he's talking about. And others were like, look how ridiculous Archie Bunker is.
Yeah.
And that combination of an audience made it a large audience.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
I guess the better way, as I'm sitting here thinking about that show and other shows, would be if all shows were wiped off the map and you could pick 5, that's all you could watch, what would you choose?
Yeah.
You know, and then in that case, for me, the NCIS, Law and Order, Seinfeld, they're all in there. Number 1, you've got tons of seasons. That's
right.
First and foremost. The other 2, then, I really do think, and I sound like I'm 100, but I would put I Love Lucy on that list because I could watch that all day. I just think it's stupid comedy and it's fun. That would make the list. And what would be the 5th? That's the problem.
Yeah.
As the only thing I could watch, I've got two dramas and I got two comedies. And one's a really dumb comedy, clearly, and I Love Lucy. And Seinfeld is more your everyday stupidity. I think I would go with, I might go Charmed.
Charmed?
I might go Charmed. I might. I don't know. I don't know. The fifth one's hard.
It is a tough one, Jerry. It's tough to narrow it down.
But I think I just put Seinfeld and I Love Lucy on the list.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
So really, you really only have one more opening.
Yeah. I'm adding to the list right now.
Jerry, I got a postcard I would like to tell you about.
Okay.
This comes to us from a fella named Eric.
What up, Eric?
Eric's from Colorado.
Okay.
Hi, Alan, Jerry. I hope you are still doing postcards and that this one could be the first of the summer season. Recently, I went to Malta.
Malta? Where the hell is that?
A small island near Africa.
Okay.
And absolutely loved it. I highly encourage it as a destination.
Perfect. Al's going to book it for next weekend.
They speak English, so it is a very easy place for tourists and is safe. Malta has a very unique history, too, and the scenery is gorgeous. This is great. Fun fact about Malta. They filmed the Robin Williams Popeye movie here.
Oh, wow.
Which you can still visit. Hope the whole WFAN team is doing well. P.S. I hope the Giants draft Penix.
Well, they didn't.
They didn't.
Yeah.
Malta. No chance we're ever going to end up in Malta.
No, I don't think I'm ever going to Malta.
In the Maltese Islands.
I think I'm good.
But I do like this. I do like getting the postcards. Yeah. We'll read them if you want to send in more postcards for this summer.
No, I think it's outstanding.
But try to, like this fella, Eric, wrote very legibly. Sometimes I get these postcards, I can't read them.
Now, this is a serious question. Humphrey Bogart, the Maltese Falcon, was
not
that
sure.
Based on
Maltese and the Maltese Islands?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it was, although I have no idea.
Let's see. The Maltese Falcon. You ever see that movie?
No.
Yeah, I saw that in my film noir class at Jersey City State.
Film noir?
Yeah. Yeah, we saw a whole bunch of older films.
What other films do you recall from film classes in college that as a class you watched?
There was, what's the name of the murder? Hollywood Boulevard? I'm trying to think. That was about a fallen fallen silent movie actress it was based in the 30s because America was coming out of the silent films into speaking. I don't know what's the right term to even say.
From silent films to talkies, they called them.
Is that what they called them?
They did. They called them talkies.
So there was this one female actress who was struggling to make that transition, and she was loaded and had this big, gigantic house on Hollywood Boulevard, and she gets murdered. And that's one that we watched. The Maltese Falcon we watched. We did watch... Oh, God. What is... Frankly, Scarlet, I don't give a damn. What's the name of that, movie?
I don't remember.
Oh, come on.
Casablanca.
We watched that. Trying to think.
Did you watch any modern movies?
Double Indemnity? Is that? I think that's an old murder movie.
Okay.
We saw that. I don't think this was my film noir class, but a film class. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner with Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn.
And then you would all discuss it afterwards, like the symbolism.
Yes, we had to write papers on it, and then we would have a big class discussion on it. That one was an eye-opening one for me, too, because I never, growing up, seeing a white man and a black woman or a black man and a white woman was never a thing to me. Like, I just...
That's because you watched The Jeffersons, Jerry.
Well,
it was...
You know what? Maybe. But it wasn't... I never looked sideways at that. It made sense to me. I never didn't think it was anything. Watching that movie, I was probably 19 or 20. I was like watching it with my jaw open.
What was it about?
So Spencer Tracy, I forget his name in the movie, but him and his wife have a daughter who goes away to college, and they're a very well-to-do white family. I don't know where they were based. I don't remember that part of it, but she comes home with her boyfriend, and they're all excited to meet the boyfriend. And in comes Sidney Poitier.
Oh, yes.
And Spencer Tracy nearly has a stroke. And the whole movie is based on how they're going to get through this dinner and accept him. And it's long, it's drawn out, but in the end, they come to accept him. It's very interesting, though. And then you think about when that was filmed.
Right.
That's got to be the 50s,
I think. That's a good film class film.
Yeah, but that wasn't film noir. That was another film class that I saw. I don't remember what the name of that one was, though. But yeah.
We watched Do the Right Thing, the Spike Lee movie. We saw that.
Never saw it.
In class. That was a good one.
That's one I've still never seen.
Then we even saw The Accused. Do you remember that one? That was with Jodie Foster. There was like a rape in the Amish community.
Oh, I am aware of that movie. I didn't see it, but I do know of that movie. Okay.
Yeah, we watched that one. Yeah, the Do the Right Thing it was interesting to me because I didn't understand it at the time.
Yeah.
Like, it was crazy. Like, the end of it, like the Spike Lee character, he had worked for these Italian guys in the pizza place. But at the end, he threw a garbage can through their window. And he seemed to like those guys. I couldn't figure out why he did that at the time. I don't know. I guess we talked about it in class. I eventually made more sense to me as
I got
older. But that's a really good film, Do the Right Thing.
You just don't remember the meaning of it.
That's correct. I remember then I saw it again, like on VHS.
Okay.
And I liked it. I was watching some Spike Lee movies there for a little while. Then then he did the one about jazz, and I was like, I don't know what this is.
You weren't interested.
And then I was out. But prior to that, I was in.
Yeah.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show.
All right.
What do we got tomorrow? Oh, this week. Let me ask you this, Jerry. So this week, tomorrow, we have our big rehearsal.
Our first rehearsal.
For the live show, which is Friday.
Yeah.
We're doing that after the show at 10. I hope we still can do a podcast.
That would
be
good.
If it goes to 11, we're kind of screwed.
Yeah.
And then if not, maybe we do a podcast Friday if you're
That's
still going to hang around.
I'm around. Okay. You guys bolt out of here like your pants are on fire.
Yeah.
I'm the one that's sitting here till 11 o'clock.
Well, Friday we won't be bolting out because we got the live show. So maybe we do a bonus episode podcast Friday.
That will depend on the tea time if we have one.
Right, correct.
So, but I'm all in. If not, Eddie can do it.
We'll play it by ear.
Sounds good.
How about that?
Yeah.
So.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.